So, Jeremy, have you ever doodled a self-portrait?
Yeah, of course, way back in the day.
Well, how about doing one with rubber stamps and an ink pad?
That sounds hard.
There's a year-long roaming art project called Our Town. It's asking people of Nashville, Tennessee to do just that. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WPLN's Nina Cardona has the story.
Bryce McLeod looks like he's ready to sell ice cream. He's dressed in white coveralls that match the white wooden cart behind his bicycle. But instead of popsicles, that cart holds stacks of paper, small mirrors, handmade stamps, and ink pads.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, I want to invite you up to our classes upstairs.
Today, McLeod is wheeling his mobile self-portrait station into the homeless outreach center called Room in the Inn to do the same thing he's done at elementary schools, art festivals, and senior centers. Wherever this cart goes, it attracts the same kind of smiling faces and maybe a little confusion.
Kind of don't know what to do.
Well, the first thing McLeod says is to take a look at yourself in the mirror. Examine the handmade stamps, too.
You got triangles and circles and squares to work with.
After a minute, something clicks.
There's plenty of shapes in my face. I didn't recognize it at first, but I see now. Like, people always told me I have triangle eyebrows, and I see it now. And look at my eyebrows, they're triangles.
So Jishan, like most of the folks here, he didn't want to give his last name, reaches for a triangular-shaped stamp. Anthony doesn't bother with eyebrows. He's making a page full of simple smiley faces. One face isn't enough for him. Or, more to the point, one smile isn't enough.
I love smile every day. Smile like the sunshine. Even when it's cold or raining, you still got to smile. Even when you're sad, you still got to smile.
Sometimes the portrait isn't even a face exactly. Willie Gross methodically stamped a grid of squares. Only after he'd nearly filled the page did he make marks resembling eyes or a mouth.
A blank wall, cracked up, messed up, uneven wall, with a blank stare full of pain.
Whether it's a businessman in his 60s or a kid that's 9, everybody can somehow capture who they are with these silly circle squares. I mean, we make it kind of hard.
The stamps are something of an equalizer. Even at gatherings of professional artists, the people who sit down have to figure out what to do without a pencil or a paintbrush. But that just means it's never about technical skill as much as simple, basic self-expression.
It's telling your story in a way that you don't usually tell it. You know, you don't just say, "Hi, I'm Joe and I work at whatever." This is more about who you are and who you feel like you are.
And so everyone who makes a self-portrait has to make a choice. What part of themselves will make it into the picture? Take Lawrence, for example, a young man who came to Nashville from Memphis in hopes of shaking an addiction. If he left bad influences behind, he thought, maybe things would be better.
Since I've been here, it's not the friends. It's me. I can't keep traveling, and I can't keep going geographically trying to change something if nothing in me changes.
But that's not what he wants to focus on right now. Lawrence says making the portrait allows him to let all that go for a minute and just be and show his best self.
Yeah, I'm happy. That's happy.
Once the picture is done, there are two more steps. A photo is taken of the artist holding his or her creation, and then comes the trade. Selected portraits from previous events have been made into limited edition prints. In exchange for giving their own picture to the project's collection, everyone gets one of those prints to keep. Lawrence chooses an image made by a young woman who stopped at the cart during the Southern Festival of Books. He examines her face.
It's a whole lot of things going on in the mind.
Uh-huh.
In the head.
Come over here with
it's confused. In the hair. In the thoughts. I can look at this so many different ways.
He looked at the prints when he walked in the room, but now that he's made his own portrait, Lawrence seems to see them differently. These aren't just pictures anymore. They're windows to another person. For Here and Now, I'm Nina Cardona in Nashville.
And to see some of the portraits and learn more about Nashville's Our Town project, go to hereandnow.org.